Knowledge Products presents Audio Classics, Common Sense by Thomas Paine. When John Adams was an old man, he wrote a famous letter to Thomas Jefferson, in which he reflected on the meaning of the American Revolution.
What do we mean by the Revolution? The war? That was no part of the Revolution. It was only an effect and consequence of it. The Revolution was in the minds of the people, and this was effected from 1760 to 1775, in the course of 15 years, before a drop of blood was drawn at Lexington.
Jefferson agreed that the real American Revolution was a revolution in ideas. In 1760, when George III ascended the throne of England, American colonists were loyal subjects. Within 15 years, however, many colonists were willing to fight against British rule. This transition from loyalty to rebellion was facilitated by a tremendous outpouring of political literature in the American colonies, mainly in the form of pamphlets. Hundreds of pamphlets were published, and they found eager readers among virtually every segment of the colonial population, from farmers to merchants. The arguments contained in these pamphlets were vital to the revolution in ideas. Among these pamphlets, none had a more dramatic effect than Thomas Paine's Common Sense, published in January of 1776. The impact of Common Sense was astonishing. In an age when an average pamphlet might sell a few thousand copies at best, Common Sense went through...